Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I am back. We don't have the normal announcement that we usually have, which just says that the station, Blog Talk Radio, is not responsible for anything that's said on the show, that all comments and ideas and whatever else is subject to the callers, the people that call in, and the hosts. Has nothing to do with Blog Talk Radio. And my first thing here today is, are we going to have to constantly look out for people having ways and means to destroy many, many folks at a time? We almost had a kamikaze. I said kamikaze, what's the word I want here, a pilot, a kamikaze pilot, that claimed he was going to fly the plane that he sold. He was going to fly it into a Walmart in Tupelo, Mississippi. Mind you now, I hadn't heard about Tupelo, Mississippi until I saw the movie that Clint Eastwood did about the honey, the Tupelo honey. So I never knew there was a Tupelo, Mississippi, but you learn something new every day, okay. So that being said, he stole the plane. He worked for an aviation company. He stole the plane. He does not have a pilot's license. And the only thing he knew how to do was fly. He'd had instructions, and he learned to fly, but he did not know how to land or anything, turn or anything else, I don't think. He was as bad as the Saudis on 9/11. But anyway, and that's not a very good joke. I take that back. It's not a very good joke. But, And I think he was in the air like 5 hours, and throughout the course of the, he had contact with some air control tower, I believe, for a while, and he expressed remorse for what he was doing. He didn't mean, claimed he didn't mean to hurt anybody, and how you're going to fly into a building and not hurt anybody, of course. Though the building had been evacuated, buildings around the Walmart where he had intended to crash into, they had been, you know, all the buildings had been evacuated. And seems though he had some remorse and he changed his mind. So it never happened. He finally, later on, he crashed into a field and he was arrested. But what my question is this what we're going to have to look forward to all the rest of our lives, which I, you know, is this what we're going to have to look for, kamikaze pilots, people who steal planes and decide they're going to crash into buildings and kill many, many, many people? Is this what we're going to have to look for? Because just as sure as grits is groceries, somebody's going to copy this young man. Somebody's going to copy what he did. Trust me. Let's hope not. No, don't trust me on that. Let's hope not. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope that this one is a one-up, and it doesn't get a copycat like the rest of them do. And nothing happens, so maybe, you know, maybe there won't be any copycats. I swear I hope there aren't, because that's not a nice thing to have to anticipate. It was bad enough anticipating shooters going to malls and different places where there were hundreds of people. That's bad enough. But a plane? Flying a plane into a... Oh, my goodness. I just wonder what the listeners out here, what do you think about it? Did you hear about it? It happened today. And do you think that's what we're going to have to look... Is that what we're going to have to look forward to? With planes being the object of destruction in the future? I mean, that's a horrible... That's a horrible thing to look forward to have to, I'm not going to say look forward to, that's a horrible thing to have to deal with in your mind. That's a fear, that's going to be a phobia if this does turn out to be something that happens. It's going to be a phobia, that's terrible, a plane as a weapon. I guess it was just a matter of time. Yep, I guess it was just a matter of time. But anybody out there listening, if they have a comment, let me know, because it's just, to me, it's just unthinkable. It's just really, it's unimaginable. It doesn't, it hasn't pierced my consciousness yet. But at the same time, I've evaluated it to the point that are we going to have to be afraid of this? Or is this something that we're going to have to be afraid of? And how can we, I wonder how we could counteract these actions of somebody, I mean, they did it not in 9/11, so I guess he's a copycat, really, the Tupelo, Mississippi guy. I guess he's really the copycat, now that I think about it, since it was done in 9/11, and there were multiple deaths there. Whew, hadn't thought about it like that. Oh, boy. That's a nasty thought. That's really a nasty thought. And why would you want to take a plane, fly a plane? You're in it now. So you're going to be killed right along with the rest of the people and fly it into a building. Why? What does that accomplish? What kind of message does that send? What kind of statement are you trying to make? Not that any of these senseless killings make any type of statements, but specifically, what are you trying to say when you take a plane and fly it into a building and you kill a whole bunch of people? What kind of statement are you making? What are you saying to people? That's really kind of... kind of cockamamie, isn't it? Really kind of sideways, really. But oh well, what are we gonna do? That's the way this world is now, cockamamie and sideways. Everybody's doing everybody. They're doing their own thing, and they got their own method of destruction. Yep, their own method of destruction. Any comments? Anybody listening want to call in? Anybody out there listening on the internet want to call in? I mean, it's up for debate. Should we? Is that going to be one of our one of our phobias? Is that going to be something that we're going to have to really be afraid of in the future? Pilots doing the destructive thing with the planes. Oh, okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.
How are you?
That came out of nowhere. How you doing?
Well, you asked for comments or whatever, so I've been listening
from
the beginning.
Well, yeah, I know. I saw the number. I didn't know. I'm still not familiar with who's who. I can see the numbers and I know where they are. I'm just not familiar with which one is which one.
Okay. I didn't hear about the Tupelo incident until you mentioned it a little bit ago. But
yeah, it just happened today.
Yeah, okay. But I know where Tupelo is. I've never been there, but I know where Tupelo is. It's in Mississippi, along with Meridian, Birmingham, and Jackson, and a couple other places. And, we have to look at it this way. This is life. This is how life has progressed from where it used to be. There was murder in the beginning, and there's no changing it or stopping it because God has a plan. And I'm not speaking this to make a person think, well, I better be going to church or listen to the preacher. No. If we understand how life has been, there is a spiritual side also to life. And there are demons and evil spirits in the other realm. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have to, if you know, scripture in the Bible, we have to read something every once in a while in the Bible, and we're going to come across it somewhere in there that's going to tell us that things are not going to get any better. Things are going to get a whole lot worse, and we're going to have to deal with it if we're here. You know?
Well, that's
and there's
true.
Only one,
that's true.
There's only one way to deal with it, and that's separate ourselves. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We have to separate, you know? And how can we separate? We're living here. You know, and we're part of life in the world. How did we separate ourselves? We stopped doing what the world is doing. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not that we got to stop doing this. And, oh, I enjoy doing that. We have to look at it with, is it right? Is it wrong? There are two sides. Is it going to benefit you? Are you going to be able to help the next man? Or are you going to be able to love?
Or just stop doing worldly things. That's the separation.
Yeah.
Stop doing worldly things.
Right. And it's not that we're going to be set apart or separated because things are going to be better on the other side. No. We have to get that to that point in our mind, to where as we see these things as being evil. There's nothing we can do about them. Because you see, the government's not doing anything, right?
Right.
They're still making guns, right?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Still profiting off the guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're still making ammunition that anybody can go in the store and buy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And
yep.
We have to understand why are they doing these things, man. Man is about himself anymore. Man in the world, the government, the guy that owns that business over there or the guy that got a little bag full of money, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be in a recession right now and things supposedly gotten worse, but what is really happening in the world? We got people quitting their jobs, you know what I'm saying? People quitting their jobs and the employers, they're looking for people to work. They have even went up on the wages.
To hire people.
Yeah, but people still don't want to work. Make you wonder why.
But
what's
you know, there was a massive mind change that happened during the pandemic. People started changing their way of thinking, and I think exposure to death does that to a person. looking at the fact that, hey, I could die from that, you know?
Yes. Yes. Let me do me and not worry about the next man and what he needs. Let me do me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And let
mm-hmm.
me, how can I get the maximum out of what I have, or what benefit is there out there that I can cut some corners, you know, and I can grow. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can be a little better in my spot, you know? But we just got to realize things weren't like this when we were kids. They weren't
no.
like this when I was a kid. You know what
I'm no,
saying?
But see, man has free will, has always had free will.
Yes.
And
yes,
as man grows older in the world,
yes,
his free will changes and it explores and,
mm-hmm.
and it does a thing where it challenges. So
mm-hmm.
we become more evil.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm. Oh yeah. You know, I can come. You know, comparing my life now as it was then and the way the society is and the way the world is and the way people are. You know, when I was young, hey, it was no gun. You know what I'm saying? Scared of the gun. I carried a knife only, only. And maybe every once in a while only, you know. But see, when we were coming up, when I was a kid, you had to be good with your hands. And that's how you
right.
respect.
Right.
And
that's right.
If you threw down with somebody and you came out on top, y'all wind up being friends.
Being
or,
best
or,
friends.
Yeah, best friends, right. But nowadays, no, man. There's no respect for the next person in line because I'm better than you already. You know? There is no teaching of anything, you know. The kids that raise themselves, the parents that are doing their own thing, you know, they can't hold it down. You know, they're stressing. Too much stuff going on in the world, you know what I'm saying? And people just don't know which way to turn except to build their own selves up. You know, they build their own selves up. And hey, if you're out there and something's jumping off, it doesn't matter where you're at, church, grocery store, walking down the street, you know what I'm saying? Even sitting in the house. Bullets are flying.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting
yes,
on your
yes.
porch, minding your business, and bullets flying, killing
mm-hmm.
folks. In your
yes,
bed.
Yes.
In your bed.
Yeah.
Breonna Taylor. Breonna, what was her name? Taylor?
Breonna Taylor?
Yeah. In her bed. Died in her bed.
Right. Yeah. And look at this down here, Charlotte, Gastonia, North Carolina. Oh, my goodness. Kids getting shot like it ain't nothing to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Four-year-old, the daddy and his baby got shot. You know what I'm saying? A four-year-old got shot by a drive-by. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. People just don't care. Oh, I'm going to get him. You know, that's the mentality. Oh, I got it. He can't get away with that. You know, that's too bad. You know, well, he took my girlfriend, or he ain't had no business talking to that woman over there. You know what I'm saying? I like her. Even though we broke up, he's still my girl. You know, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
You know? And people take it and run with it like it's okay. And it, hey, they don't care about getting locked up. Look how young
yeah,
they are.
Yeah, now that's the thing. That's the thing. Punishment means nothing anymore to people.
No,
punishment
no,
means
I'm,
nothing. And the ones that do care about punishment, what do? They take themselves out.
They take their own life. That's right.
Yeah, they take themselves out.
Mm-hmm. So their mentality is, the mind is all messed up because of things that are happening around them. Things
mm-hmm.
that are happening in the home. You know what I'm saying? The daddies and the uncles, they're you know, abusing the little boys and the girls. You know what I'm saying? And their lives are being threatened. If you tell anybody, I'm going to kill you, you know. And then people are being kidnapped. And then people are being, what do they call that? And, the sex trade.
The sex trade, kidnapped and sold into slavery.
Slavery, yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy. And people just on the street, they're bold. You know, they're just bold, walking down the street. There's some people on this little child over there playing the yard. Here they come down the street, they're going to snatch the kid. Cameras everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it, doesn't matter to them, you know. It doesn't matter. You see a
not
picture
anymore.
Of
it, it doesn't matter anymore. Like we just said, punishment means nothing to them. And like I said, though, the free will that we were given has been exploited.
Yes,
were given free will, and it has been exploited to the point where half the time most of us don't even know what we're doing. The crazy ones, the ones, like I said, the guy today in Tupelo, Mississippi, told me he was going to fly the plane into the Walmart. And then later on, he said, I don't want to hurt anybody. Well, if you fly the plane into Walmart, you're going to hurt somebody.
But see, this is what happens in a moment of time, you know. Let's say it's 6:22, right? I'm in my right mind right now. My mind gets to working. 6:23, my mind could be on some devilish stuff, you know what I'm saying? And if I allow it, it's going to take rule over me. And it's not going to matter how deprived it is or how sensational it may wind up being. It doesn't matter because my mind has been twisted and I can't control it to get back right, you know?
And see, you just made me think of something. There's so many twisted people out there that it doesn't take much for them to go all the way.
No, it doesn't.
I hear some voices in the background. Is somebody speaking? I hear some voices in the background. Hello, good afternoon. Yeah, I heard a gentleman talking just now. I don't know. Maybe they weren't talking to me. Okay, but yeah.
That's TV in the background also.
Pardon?
Whoever it is, there's a TV playing in the background, I believe.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, because I thought it was somebody that was attempting to speak and that I hadn't slowed down enough to let them talk.
Yeah. No, they were speaking, but I'm saying now I can hear TV in the background.
Okay.
That's not you, is it?
No, I don't. I don't even watch television, okay?
Well,
I don't even watch television.
That's somebody else on the line. They just tuned or listening and didn't realize that, you know, that their voices could be heard.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the mind
is something now.
The mind.
Yes. A person's mind. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It can, and it's just it can just as easily go to the far right as it can go to the far left, and I think that's what happens with most people that exercise free will to the point where they feel they don't have no boundaries.
Yeah.
And here come your sex traders and your people that just kill willfully and people that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mhm. Oh yeah. Mhm. But you know, I'm sure it does all start in the mind.
Mhm.
It's people, the experiences they've had growing up or things that they've seen growing up or situations with family members or in their neighborhood, that stuff, you know, you can't see it now and then tomorrow it's gone. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It stays with you. And a person can't just get rid of it at will, you know? And
some people can't. Some people can't really get rid of it. Some people, it stays with them.
Yeah, and it works on them, and it builds over time. It builds and builds, and it turns into something like some type of hatred.
Or some sort of passion for hatred. Some sort of passion for devilish things.
Yeah, and they don't know how to control it, and it just happens. And before you know it, boom, they're off and running. They got a smile on their face. It appears as though they're enjoying what they're doing, but they're under control. They're prisoner of their own mind.
Of their own mind, exactly.
Yes. And they can't understand how to get away from it, and most times they will refuse to tell anybody.
Yes.
You know?
Now, those are the serious cases, the ones that won't tell anybody what has happened to them, what is causing their mind to be shaped the way it's shaped. They won't relate to anyone. They won't talk to anybody.
Right.
Because
they
don't realize that it's bad. A lot of people don't realize that that's bad.
Mm-mm. They think that what they're doing is okay.
It's normal because it was done to them.
Right. That's right. Yes. And nobody did anything about that. So why would they want to try and stop them, you know?
Right. Mm. Right.
Yes.
It was done to them. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a lot. That accounts for a lot of the stupid stuff and bad stuff that goes on. People take other people's children and raise them and don't know what they're doing. It is so terrible.
The things they
do, the language that they talk to the children with, and I don't mean cursing, I mean saying nasty things to them.
Not cursing,
but just saying dirty things to them.
Right. Definitely that. Mm. Oh yeah.
And people just raising children that shouldn't even be near a child.
About the size of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot of that. I've been involved in it myself. Some of them shouldn't even be allowed to be. They shouldn't even be near a child.
Right. I understand. Yes. Mm-hmm. But this world, you know, look at this country. You know what I'm saying? From way back then, we had Indians, and you know, and a whole lot of this whole, you know, the country was inhabited by people already. And here comes a man. Somebody did some research somewhere, some heavy research somewhere, because they got tired, kicked to the curb over in Europe. They got tired of starving over in Europe. They got tired of not being able to have over in Europe. So they come up with a plan. We got to search something out here, y'all. We got to get up under this king's rule or this rule or whatever. Religious persecution or whatever's going on, and they should not explore to find a country where they can do these things wherever they feel like doing it, you know.
And Christopher Columbus and his crew, they used to travel all over. They go for spices.
Mm-hmm.
They go to and they didn't know where they were going half the time.
No,
they would wind up where. You know, some place that, you know, that had spices. They could buy spices, silks. They could buy silks. And winding up here was purely by accident. They thought they were in the other place.
They were accidental tourists. Accidental tourists. They was out there just born and wherever they landed at, you know, that was it. They were good to go, you know. They just took advantage. They took advantage because people weren't like them. And they felt as though they were educated, you know.
They were wearing clothes to cover themselves up, you know what I'm saying? And they ate food that was good for them and this stuff. But, you know, it just changed a whole lot of stuff, changed cultures of people, changed people's attitudes towards the way they lived and others lived and how to deal with people. You know, they just changed stuff up to be like them. And now, where's it getting everybody? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's turning on each other. You know?
Yeah,
and,
true.
It's just wild and crazy, and people just doing stuff to be doing.
And look at all the schools they're finding with the dead bodies of the children that were
mm-hmm.
supposed to be there at the schools. They don't even know how long the kids were dead, how long they'd been dead. They're just buried all underneath, around the schools. And that's different places, Canada. Yeah, Canada, they just found a lot. They're finding them here, too, I think. But, yeah, the kids were going to these schools. And plus, there was some place in Florida that had a place for children that were, I don't know if they were unwanted or they were, I don't know if it was a school. But those kids, a lot of those kids were found dead, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have
to. But Canada had a lot of Indians. Canada had a lot of Indians that were found dead.
Well, they did that here. They took the Cherokees.
I know they did it here, too. They did it here, too. They did it in Arizona. Arizona, there's a prison in Arizona that used to be a school for the Indian kids where they tried to beat the Indian out of them.
Well,
and I know a fella that went there personally. Charlie Aragon went there. He went there.
Yeah.
Well, they would take them from their parents in Canada. They would take them from their parents and put them in the schools because what they were trying to do is to teach them to be more like the white people.
Right, beat the Indian out of them.
That's what they were trying to do. Because one boy could see his house from where the school was, but his parents couldn't have anything to do with him. They took him away. Well, that's just like when black kids, when they started with the little black kids going to school, they used to call them, the bucket something, because they had to put their books and all in the bucket so the white man didn't know that they were going to school.
So the white man didn't know they were reading books.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now, they used to go to school with the books in the buckets.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, that was the thing in Trenton, where I used to live at. I think it was, I was 10th grade or something. They call them slop buckets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the sophomores. The sophomores at Trenton High were called slop buckets. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I couldn't understand where that came from, slop buckets. That's what it was, Wow.
Because, you know, you weren't supposed to teach us how to read or write. We weren't supposed to do that. But so that was their way to get around it.
Well, if you look at early photos of Trenton High, you will not see any black kids on there.
Not even.
I think the black kids were going to, what's the school on Cook? What's the school over there on Cook? Cook Avenue.
Cook.
It used to be McKinley or something.
On Cook?
There was a school there. They closed it up a long time ago. In fact, they changed it to a school for kids with problems. But before that was our Trenton High. That was our senior high school.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I remember now, but I don't remember the name of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to know if it was McKinley or... No, I think that was the name of the hospital. Black kids went there. Mm-hmm. Before they went to Trenton High.
Okay. Wow.
We all had just segregation up south here like we had ours down south, but I will say again.
But we just weren't. I don't think we were aware of it as much as you guys were.
Well, I had no problem with my segregated schools that I attended in Virginia because I had excellent teachers that were determined we were going to learn, and they taught us well. What hurt me was when they did integrate the schools in Virginia, a lot of those black teachers lost their jobs.
Lost their jobs, see. And that was another thing that they had. That was done intentionally. That was done intentionally.
They lost.
They didn't want to see those black teachers teaching the kids anyway.
No.
Right.
No, they didn't. Like I said, the white high school was 5 miles away from where I live, but the black high school was 17 miles. But I went to the black high school. I drove that 17 miles on that bus every day and went to the black high school, because we had the high school was called Murray Nottingham Smith High School, and that was the black high school on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
What's amazing is how much better they were taught than we were. And I went to school up here in a predominantly white high school, and they were taught so much better.
But you see where they're saying it's because of COVID, how the kids in America have dropped, their scores have dropped in reading and math.
Did you see the numbers? Did you see where they said that the black children were worse, their scores were worse?
I'm sure, because in a lot of these schools today, these integrated schools up south here, they do not care about whether they teach these black kids or whether they learn it. I mean, some of them really just don't care.
Okay, that's right. Don't care.
And they don't try. Some of them don't try to teach them anything. But when they call themselves dumbing down America. And, of course, one Republican candidate said, you know, they did that for the black people. I said, no, you may have thought that you were doing it for the black people, but look how it impacted your own. Look how it impacted your own. You've got so many dumb, uneducated, don't know nothing white people walking around here. And I'm thinking, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They know nothing.
Nothing. Not a darn thing.
No, just going through the motions. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Making it look like they got it going on, and you know, they're just a boss as the next person in line. Yeah.
Putting it out there that they got it going on, because, you know, like I said, the boy, he was asking predominantly white children who had graduated high school in the street what 3 times 3 times 3 was. They didn't know. Asked one girl what was the capital of Chicago. She didn't know that Chicago wasn't a state. I mean, there was so many. questions that they asked. They didn't know nothing.
They
graduated
who,
high school. When they named
who
all
the Kardashians,
Kardashians
were.
Now, they could name all of them. When you ask them who are the Kardashians, they could name each and every one of them. But when it came to other stuff, they had no idea. No, none whatsoever. Civil War. One girl said, well, we fought Germany. Really? World War II, but not the Civil War.
Oh, my goodness.
And to say that the capital of Chicago is Los Angeles, really? Really?
Yeah,
that's what she
said.
Yeah. When he asked her the capital of Chicago, she hemmed and hawed, and she said, oh, I know, Los Angeles.
Oh,
geez, how dumb.
That is dumb.
Yeah.
And
so,
see, they're being taught how to pass tests. They're not being taught anything else.
No.
No.
No remedial, no nothing. They're just taught how to pass these tests.
That's all. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And it's a shame.
Truly a shame. The mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Well, I look at it and tell myself that the rich, the politicians, and the rich and powerful, they have a reason for doing that, because they can manipulate you and do anything, and you will believe it, and you will go along with what they're saying.
That's right.
It just gives them more power. They keep you dumb, stupid, and ignorant and unaware. They can do what they want to do.
They That's their thinking anyway.
Through every generation, our parents can't teach us anything because they didn't know nothing. They knew to stay in their place, go to work, and come home and stay with their family. And then when the next generation came along, we were lost because we were looking at what our parents did, you know, until we found out for ourselves that, hey, I'm equal to the next guy over there. I'm going on out there and prove it.
But that's where we are today in America. I mean, really. Well, the last time they listed all the countries, as far as the testing of the kids in school and the countries, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the United States even then, and this was about, I'll say, 7 or 8 years ago, the United States was ranked number 26.
What?
The schools, 26. The countries on the top were mostly the Asian countries. Japan, Singapore, they were mostly the Asian countries that were on top because their kids go to school from Monday to Saturday. And they spend a longer period of time in school learning. But we were ranked number 26 then. So, you know, we brag about how smart we are, but we aren't.
They have more discipline. Their children have more discipline.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Because there's more control in that country from... It trickles down to the people, and they know if they don't act right, you know what I'm saying? There are consequences. You know?
Right.
Now, see, if everybody in America looked alike, it'd be a different story. Things going on, you know what I'm saying? But in those countries, just about everybody, the majority of people, they all look alike. You know? Look alike, and they all their culture is the same. There was no different culture over there, you know, by the United States being what they used to call a melting pot. People from everywhere, and people they just don't want to give. They don't want to give. They don't want to give a space to the next person, you know.
No,
it's
they don't.
It's all about
they don't.
All about the Italian Americans, you know, German Americans. All about us. We got these holidays. Let's celebrate. But when it comes time for us,
that's all they want to do is celebrate.
Celebrate.
Give them a reason, and they want to celebrate.
That's and want you to be right there celebrating along with them. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with you.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
None. That's right. None.
Yeah, but we started out talking about, before you got on, we started out talking about the young man that stole the plane and was going
to crash
it in the Tupelo, Mississippi Walmart. Yeah.
Didn't know he stole the plane. So they had to talk him down on how they had to talk him into landing. He landed in the field.
Right.
Yes, a young white boy. He was going to crash the plane into the Walmart. That was his thing. Now, I don't know if he thought he would live, you know, or what, but they talked him down. He went to some airfield somewhere and stole the plane.
He worked for an aviation.
But he didn't know how to land it.
Because he had instructions. He had hours, but he didn't have his license.
No.
He didn't have his license, and he didn't know how to land the plane.
No, they had to talk him into landing the plane. They had to talk him into it. You know.
So that was my first convo here today. Is that what we're going to have to be worried about now, planes doing the destruction deed?
Well, there was another white man a few months back. I don't know if he did it or he was going to fly into the IRS building. He wanted to fly into some IRS building in the state that he was in. That's what his intention was, to fly the plane.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah.
But then I said, well, we've already had that. I'm surprised we haven't had any copycats, you know, to date from 9/11.
Well, you know. You never know with these folks, you know. Everybody got upset because of, Biden's speech, you know, and the MAGA folks and all. They got upset about it. But even this one guy, he's a Republican from Illinois, I forget his name, but when Obama was president, oh, he used to rag on Obama all the time, but since he's been out of office because he didn't get reelected a second time, he's kind of changed his tune on a lot of that stuff. And so as far as he's concerned, he said Biden was right. And he should tell the American people that MAGA is ideology is a threat to democracy.
Oh yeah,
I'm looking at all these. I'm looking at all these fools over there in Pennsylvania with their red hats on, rallying around, waiting for Trump. And what behooves me all the time are the black people that go out there for Trump, because of course the black man, they're speaking up for him. Yeah, they're speaking up for Trump, and I'm thinking if Trump had his way, he'd gather all of us up and send us over to Africa somewhere if he could do it. If he thought he could do it, he'd do it.
Oh, yeah, if he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they're out there rallying for Trump. And for an anti-Semite that's running for governor of Pennsylvania, because that's who he's, Mastriano, that's who he's over there rallying for. I tell you, he's a racist and a half.
You said an anti-what?
Semite. Oh, he don't like Jews. He don't like black people.
He don't like Jews.
Anybody.
Oh.
And he
anti-Semitic.
Anti-Semitic. And plus he was on Gab, which is a website that's anti-Semitic. And he was raising money for his campaign through Gab.
Okay.
He's running against Josh Shapiro.
I didn't know much about Mastriani. He's an idiot.
He said if he became governor and there's an election, he has the right to seize voting machines and all that crap. So we'll see if the idiots vote him in or not. But sometimes people are their own worst enemies.
Somebody stole a voting machine on eBay
for $1,200, something like that. So I don't know where we're going, and even though, you know, William Barr spoke the truth yesterday on Fox News about Trump, his supporters out there, you know, they're not down with it. They believe Trump. Trump said they raided Mar-a-Lago. And his latest thing is they went to Mar-a-Lago because they were looking for Hillary Clinton's emails. That's what he put out on Truth Social. They were looking for Hillary Clinton's emails. Why would you go to Mar-a-Lago looking for some emails from, you know, years back? I mean, really? Really? He said that's why they did that. They were looking for Hillary's emails.
You know, he's a mess. He's more than a notion. It's mine.
And people believe it. But the people that believe it, the people that will repeat it, the people that will go along with it, no wonder people could get scammed and conned the way they do in this country.
That's right.
Some woman,
that's right.
And I don't know if she was in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. I read yesterday there was a woman here. She got conned out of $10,000 on that grandma scam. Grandma, I'm in jail. I need money to get out. And grandma gave up the $10,000. But the thing that got me, a boy went to the house and picked up the $10,000. And she gave it to him.
In the beginning, they were only asking for like $900. They went up to $10,000.
$10,000. And when they got to $10,000, didn't they come back to her and ask for $30,000 because they needed $30,000 for the lawyers? But I guess she got hip to it by then. She caught on, and she didn't give up the $30,000. But we don't. I don't know. We just don't educate ourselves or something.
We don't recognize the truth when we see it or when we hear it. A lot of people just fall for the okey-doke. They don't recognize the truth.
But lying has become such a thing in this country.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The okey-doke is lies that people tell. We fall for that instead of thinking our way through the truth. There's a way out of that. You can think. All you have to do is think. Question. Think.
They just don't do that.
You find a lot of people, they want their cake and eat it too.
But that's what, and we always perpetuate that we're a Christian country. You know, we're a Christian country. We're Christians. But one of the Ten Commandments said, thou shalt not lie.
Right.
And we're lying. Like the one guy said about Trump yesterday, he said he lies like he breathes. The man perpetually lies.
He's
and
a liar.
Thinking, yes.
If he's breathing, he's lying.
Yep.
Yes.
Mhm. Mhm.
Wow.
But you know, we believe the lies, and then shoot, we turn around, we start lying.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's become a thing.
It comes,
more.
That's free will I was talking about.
Yeah, and free will, yeah, and they get to the point to where it becomes a part of them, and they swear
yep.
out they are right when they tell me
yep.
you're
mm-hmm.
lying.
Yeah.
And you've been standing there listening without checking out for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And that's
yeah.
how a lot of people being used. They're not checking out nothing. They're just listening to somebody and going with it. And then
mm-hmm.
when the truth does come out, oh, man, he lied. They're lost and confused. They don't know what
uh-huh.
they're telling them.
Mm-hmm.
They suck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get a lot of our people. They don't want to go vote until it's time for vote for president.
That's
yep. why my people are saying, come on, y'all.
Yep.
If the president, that office is nothing anymore. It's about the DA. It's about the school board. It's
yep.
about the sheriff. You know, it's about
yep.
the judges right here in our
yep.
local area. That's what we need to be worried about.
Yes.
You know?
But we don't. Mm-hmm. The most of us will vote in the presidential election. I don't know what's going to happen
yep.
with the midterms this year, because usually the person who's in office, the president, well,
yep.
that group of people don't go out. And that's the one thing I always say. That's why Republicans always take control of the House and the Senate when there's a Democratic president,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
we don't go out and vote in
right.
the midterms. Why?
Right, people. That's the one. There was a story.
I guess they feel like the midterms aren't important.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are, but I'm saying a lot
mm-hmm.
of people feel that
yeah.
way.
Right, right. There was a guy, I can't remember his name, but he was, I came across the story with him talking about they're going to start having these mass shootings, and
yeah.
they're supposed to affect the midterms. And I
yeah.
said, these people are really crazy.
They're crazy.
You know?
You've got a man running for re-election, a Republican in Wisconsin, who wants to do away with Social Security and want the retirees
uh-huh.
to get out there and get a job. Who's going to hire
yeah.
somebody at 70 and 80 years old a job? What kind of job?
Ain't no way. Ain't no
retirees
well, they've been trying,
could
they've been
get
trying to get rid of Social Security for the
yeah.
longest because they want to spend that money. They want
to
spend
one person had to explain to them that Social Security people contribute to that. Some of that part of that money comes out of their paycheck. I mean, some Republicans act like it's just a government program where you allocate so much money and they just dole it out to people.
Right.
Every
yeah.
month
right.
or whatever. But they don't stop to think people contribute to that program.
People have
right.
contributed
federal
for
dollars.
Years.
Mm.
For years to
but
that program.
Yeah.
You don't have anybody working now. See, there's no money going into the Social Security.
To it, yeah. Yeah.
That was the reason why they come up with these student loans.
Yeah.
People stop working. You know what I'm saying? And no money goes
yeah.
to Social Security. That money is going to run out before long, but the government doesn't want it to run out. They want
no.
to take it.
Yeah,
it
and they want to. They're going to sue
yeah.
Joe Biden, the Republicans, because of the debt mm-hmm. student loan debt relief program he came up with. However, a bunch of them Republicans
yeah.
got them PPP loans, and they don't have to
yeah.
pay that money back to the federal government.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, she got $183,000. Another Republican got $1 million. Another Republican got $2.4 million in PPP loans.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all right. It's okay for them to get that money from the government and
yeah.
not have to pay
but
it back.
Can,
but
we can't get Social Security.
Right.
And you're
mm-hmm.
up in arms
yeah.
about reducing student mm-hmm. loan debt by $10,000. Are you kidding me? Really?
Man, please.
What they should do is make them pay back them PPP loans.
About the size of them, that's where the money's at, you know?
Yep, that's where it went.
But,
yep.
But the way the country is situated, the plan is this. Keep the little man down. You know,
yep.
I could have maybe $2 or $3 million a day to them. I'm just like the man that ain't got nothing at all. But it's to keep us under control, and keep their foot on our head so we can't lift our head up, look around and see what's going on.
That's
all the stuff that they're doing, y'all. Look at it.
Yeah.
You know?
I had an economics professor that said that you had to have poor people. He said in the capitalist economy, he said everybody who wants a job can't get a job. And everybody can't do well. He said you have to have poor people for the economy to work the way they want it to work.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You got to have poor people.
Yeah. But even
that doesn't mean that the way they want it to work is right.
No, no, it's not. But that's
okay.
That's
the plan.
Part of
that's
it.
The purpose,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that it's right.
No. And it's done to suit them. It's about them from the beginning. To
always.
It's always going
to
turn
suit them
for them because they're controlled. They're controlled. You know. Yeah. And even in the Bible, it says that you always have the poor with you. In the Bible,
mm-hmm.
that you'll always have the
always
poor with
them.
You. So
mm-hmm.
They knew that. They knew that. You know?
And if you didn't have the poor, who's going to want or desire to buy your products if everybody were rich?
Exactly.
And
if everybody was rich,
where are you going to make your money? How are you going to make your money?
That's right.
Gotta have gotta have the poor.
Yep. So we have to have these recesses and all this stuff going on. You know, so people can get so far, and then they have to give up what they got and fall back to the ranks. You know what I'm saying?
And start all over again.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives, not necessarily our lives, but this country has been put in place by a whole lot of lives, and the way that they got their plan in motion.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
They call it the American. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You call yourself, that American dream. I'm going to America. I'm going to have the American dream. And they get over there and become just like anybody else. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Become one of the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm waiting for the State Department to tell folks they shouldn't travel to America because we've had quite a few tourists that came to America this summer that were shot and killed. And I think over in Europe,
mm-hmm.
they're doing some type of program, I think, in England. They just don't understand America's gun culture. Why there's so many guns on the streets in America?
They ain't
the
only ones
it.
That don't understand. I don't understand it either.
Yeah, they don't
understand
it.
America's gun culture. But
mm-hmm.
it's been around for a long time, though. Read your history. It's been around a long time. But we got 90 seconds here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we got 90 seconds here, so
seconds,
it's about
okay,
done.
Yeah. Fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick, that gun thing from back in the Constitution, you know, we're allowed to carry weapons. See, that
mm-hmm.
was to kill the Indians. Now, it's
yep.
a new
See,
death.
They weren't, but Wes, they weren't talking about black people.
No. But we got ours.
Yeah,
we got ours.
They do. They do now. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
well,
they
all right
talking
then.
About black people. But we'll leave it for another time.
Okay.
And thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Sure. Yeah, thank you.